This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The two punishments for adultery and sexual slander, you have to understand this in perspective or in context of maqasid al-sharia, the aims of the Islamic law. If you look into these verses, flog and stone, without realizing the wisdom, you're always going to start, man, this is tough. This is unhuman. And this is when you sometimes find a lot of Muslims speaking in this manner, which is very unfortunate. Because you're supposed to love this, and you're supposed to believe that this is the right way to go about things. But we normally have to do that disclaimer before we go into the subject again. We live here in America, we cannot do that. We cannot establish the hudud, the punishment, is the responsibility of the authorities. It's not the responsibility of the individuals. So flogging and stoning is the responsibility of the law enforcement, where you live. Now, they chose not to apply the Sharia, then you have to abide by the laws of the land. You cannot just come here and establish your own laws. This is against the conduct of a Muslim being a minority in a majority of population. So just for the sake of disclaiming, so this way they don't say the sheikh is now teaching the congregation to flog and to stone to death, and the sheikh gets in trouble. Allah musta'an. Tayyib, today inshallah we, subhanAllah, I was always wondering why sometimes, because we mentioned when we spoke about the five aims of the Sharia, we said hifdhul, the first one is hifdh, al-deen. Al-deen comes first, always. Deen is the first. The protection of the religion. Two,
nafs.
The protection of the human life. All these areas, why the killer in Islam is to be killed. Not just in Islam, by the way. يعني وكتبنا عليهم فيها أي في التوراة أن النفس بالنفس يعني these are mosaic laws حتى adultery even adultery the stoning and the flogging is not something that Islam really I mean Islam the final version of it يعني الشريعة بتاعت سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم did not bring it like brand new even you read in the gospel for example or the pictures that they show about Jesus, that was a very famous character in the picture called Mary Magdalene. She used to be a prostitute and they wanted to stone her. That means that's the law of the time. So a lot of these laws are established from a long time, but we just, Islam came and brought it to the front. Islam revived it. The final mandate which Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. So, hifzul ايه? The second is ايه?
Nafs.
Look at it, and this is what I reflected upon this morning, is sometimes you call the third one, which is the one that Surah An-Nur addresses, sometimes you call it hifzul nasl, or ahyanan hifzul irb. The protection of the progeny, that's the third objective, aim of the Sharia. And sometimes they use the word al-ard. العرض العرض in the Arabic language means the honor and the dignity. النسل to make sure that this child is going to be born to a husband and a wife, not to a boyfriend and a girlfriend. النسل, when you talk about the progeny, the next generation is entitled to that right. And that is where you need to look into adultery the way Islam looks at it. Because any children who come out of wedlock, they are looked down by the society. They go like, they've been zina. He's a son of adultery. What did he earn? That the society, whether we like it or not, by the way, is something that ingrained. In the تنظر لولد الزنا, any child who comes out of woodlock is looked down upon. For Islam came, no, we gotta protect the right of that child. That innocent child who did not earn anything, his right got to be protected. He is entitled to a father and a mother, husband and wife, not a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Not two individuals who just felt like having, I'm sorry, and they went for it. La. You see, that's where Islam comes in. That you're responsible for your actions. And that is where you need to look at this. فحفظ النسل, the protection of the progeny, comes in حد الزنا. Comes in the punishment of الزنا, which is the flogging. For الزاني الغير محصن 100 times, اللي هي مطلع الآية الثانية, the second verse في سورة النور, الزانية والزاني فاجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلدة. وفي ثبت في السنة, like we explain, إن الزاني المحصن, the married adulterer and adulteress, is the stoning to death. وفي اختلاف بين التغريب والجمع بين الرجم والجلد بالنسبة للمحصن, يعني في اختلاف فقهاء بين التغريب. يعني I will go over this in a minute inshallah in more details, but here is the other name for that aim, for that مقصد. يقول لك حفظ العرض, the protection of the honor. Why? The Muslim community cannot be captive to rumors. When you accuse a woman of adultery, she's done. When you spread a rumor and say, this woman, by the way, she's not going to get married. They came and dare you sexually slander. By the way, a man or a woman, but see, I mean, for a woman is a little bit more destructive. But the had applies to a man and a woman. If you also sexually slander a man, also عليك حد القذف, will like, dare you. Dare you speak about another Muslim in that area without having four people, يعني, three beside you. Who saw it happening? Just imagine. Just imagine this. Otherwise, don't speak. Don't say a word. Why? Because if you let things go like this, anybody can speak about anybody in that particular area. You're ruining the reputation. وتلحظ, you notice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it قذف. لفظ قذف, you know what قذف is? You throw it. رمي. والذين يرمون. It's like you're holding a rock, but your tongue is as damaging as a rock that you throw at another person. Yani your tongue is as damaging يعني لفظ القذف هذا بيستخدم يعني the word throwing or casting something at another person applies when you hold a rock in your hand. But Allah will tell you, your tongue can be as damaging as a piece of rock in your hand. You notice that now you understand why sometimes they call it al-ard, حفظ al-ard. If they use al-ard, then comes in the hadwi, the sexual slander, which is the 80 flogs. If you say حفظ al-nasl, the progeny, then comes in حد الايه, الزنا. When you use, so both of them they are called حفظ al-nasl or حفظ al-ard, the protection of the progeny. The fourth, just for the sake of completing the thought, the fourth aim is what? حفظ الايه؟ العقل الأول. Normally, these things are really put in priorities. يعني you list them actually in priorities. وده قرأت كلام الإخوة للعز بن عبد السلام عجيب. Out of this world. You know, we always have that issue about election. Should you vote? Should you not vote? فالعز بن عبد السلام يقول لك إيه, if you have two individuals who are nominees, one of them excels في حفظ الدين and the other one excels في حفظ المال. He's after the protection of the religion. The first one, one of the nominees, is after the protection of the religion. And the second one is really very good. He's loose, worship as you please, no problem. But he's really after حفظ المال, the protection of the religion. Which one should you go for? الدين. هو اللي هو ايه اخف الايه؟ اخف الضرر. لا, انا الدين اهم. والدين هيجيب الايه؟ صيانة المال. يعني when you develop religion in the society, it will protect the rest. You find somebody, for example, who is very loose once it comes to drinking marijuana or all that stuff, no problem. But once it comes to the honor and the progeny, يقول لك adultery haram. Which one should you go for? حفظ الارض. They are really listed in they call this what? Make it prior, you know. I can't say the word this morning. Prioritize. Here you go. First, religion. تلاقي تقول لك ايه؟ يمر الرجل بقبر الرجل فيقول يا ليتني مكانك. شوف you would pass by the grave of another Muslim who died, well, I wish I'm in your place. Why? Why is he saying this? Why is he wishing for death? Because he's afraid about what? His deen. ويمسك النار. He holds the الجمرة, the fire in his hand, which is harmful to his nafs, but to protect his deen. النفس, three, الارض, four, العقل. What brings money? الارض, I mean, money comes by itself. Is somebody who's insane, can he make money? I mean, he can, I'm sure, in some way, but يعني, normally he can't. So first, you need to what? To guard what? العقل, which will bring a... That's how you يعني, try to digest it here. طيب, we spoke about حد الزنا. حفظ الدين. لا. لا, I must also guard the Jew who lives in an Islamic state. And this is something that is so honorable. The protection of his nafs. All of this applies to anybody. But once it comes to حفظ الدين, the protection of a deen, let's say that a Christian or a Jew who lives within the boundaries of a Muslim state. You as a Muslim leader, a Muslim authority, is required to protect their deen. No one can force them not to believe what they want to believe. Of course, we're talking about what religion now? What religions now? That, does this apply to Buddhism?
No.
La. All of these hearsay man-made religions? No. We're talking about the religions that came in the line of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is Christianity and Judaism. In the last lecture we spoke about Haddu Zina. Yani Haddu Zina at first, the punishment for adultery at first, it was actually the jailing of those who committed. After again you establish the evidence. And this is the verse in Surah An-Nisa, وَالَّتِي يَأْتِينَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمْ فَاسْتَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةً مِنْكُمْ. Those who commit adultery from your women, call for witnesses. فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا, if they bear witness that they committed adultery, the four of them, فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ فِي الْبُيُوتِ, imprison them at home. This is for women. For men, harm the men. وَالَّذَانِ يَأْتِيَانِهَا مِنْكُمْ فَآذُوهُمَا فَإِنْ تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمْ فَأَمْسِكُهُنَّ فِي الْبُيُوتِ حَتَّى يَتَوَفَّاهُنَّ الْمَوْتِ أَوْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا, until they die. So that ruling, so this was the initial had for adultery at first. You're following me, Ikhwan? So the initial had was to place them at home, not to allow them to go out, and to harm the men. بالتعيير يعني. قل له يا زاني, you're committing adultery. You should tell them that. Then came in the abrogation, which are the verses in Surah An-Nur. يعني سورة النور متأخرة عن النساء. النسخ, that حكم, that ruling, was abrogated by the verses in Surah An-Nur. The الزاني الغير محصن, the one who does not, the one who is not married, the 100 flock. And this must be done in front of a group of believers, Muslims. And also, التغريب, even so the jurist differed upon whether this is necessary or not, that he must leave town for a whole year. They differed upon that. The one who is married is the stoning to death. وهذا ثابت بالسنة القولية والفعلية للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This was established by evidence in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a debate regarding whether we should combine the flogging, the 100, and the stoning or not. Al-Jumhur, the majority of the jurists, they say only the stoning is required. Now let's come to the sexual slander today. First of all, in order to establish that this person committed adultery, here's the interesting piece. You must have four people who saw it happening. You know what happening is, right? Not kissing, not together in bed, but they actually saw it happening before their eyes. Which is really impossible in a lot of cases. يعني لأن الإنسان بطبيعته يعني سبحان الله, by inclination, when a person does this, he looks for what? Hideouts. يعني he normally man, we're still talking about people who still have what يعني لا يعني مش قيم دم يعني لسه بواقي فطرة بقية أنا فكرت اسمها قيم يعني left over from الفطرة يعني سبحان الله يا إخوة have a cat you know if the cat takes something away doesn't eat it in front of you she runs away the cat when she just grabs something she runs away to eat it somewhere else but when you throw something to her to the cat eats it right there you notice that when she grabs something and runs she runs away to eat it somewhere steal that's stealing but when you give it she sits right there and eats it it's halal it's lawful هي الفطرة ما هي ما ربنا فطر الإنسان نفس الكلام ولذلك في آخر الزمان when the later the, when there is no قيم at all الرجل يراجع المرأة في الشارع يعني when the فطرة is gone a man and woman will sleep in the street in front of the people فسبحان الله يعني الأمر impossible if there is some left over from the fitra. طيب. Let's see here very quickly who is المحصنة والذين يرمون المحصنة who is المحصنة أو المحصنة المحصنة could be المتزوجة the woman who is married or the woman who is known to be pure once it comes to this issue. Afifa, Karima. She is not knowing of this. بس في نساء, there are women who know it. And they speak of it. They are proud of it. يعني they make videos of them doing it. If you sexually slander that person, that's not called. Because she is what? It's public record. Right? This would apply to المحصنات. The people who are chaste. Whether chaste by reputation or whether chaste by marriage. Male or female. القول هنا الآية يقول لك المحصنات بس في المحصن if you slander sexually a chaste man نفس الكلام the same ruling apply the same had applies طب what if you slander someone with another crime but not adultery what is the 80 flags apply? You say that he is a thief. Any other crime but adultery? Would the al-had with the punishment apply here? The 80 flags?
Still
the عرض. Huh? Still the عرض. قد في العرض أيضا. ليه عرض السرقة ما فيهاش عرض؟
The touch يعني أنا.
لا. The had only applies to sexual slander. But the judge can do something called ta'zir to someone who slander another Muslim with another crime. 10 flags, 15 flags, 80 flags, but not that much. 80 is too much, you understand? 80 is, I mean the number 80, maybe we're taking it light, but Imagine 80 times, that's tough. فحاجة اسمها تعزير.
التعزير يكون فقط بالجلد ولا قد يكون
ممكن بشيء آخر. بس المعروف التعزير عند الفقهاء 10 flags من المشهور يعني. It is knowing that التعزير when you use لفظ التعزير that means a punishment that is 10-15 flags, that sort of. But it can, تعزير can also be using other methods as well.
والذين يرمون المحصنات ثم لم يأتوا بأربعة شهداء فاجلدوهم 80 جلدة. Look at the حد يا إخوة. Look. Just to show you that Islam governs the Muslim community. Don't run your mouth just like that. Here's the consequence. 80 floods. تسقط شهادته. ولا تقبل منهم شهادة أبدا. You come and you want, brother, did you? Oh, سقط الشهادة. لا ما ينفع. معروف كده. He's known in the society that he cannot bear witness. If he sees something, comes to report it, ما يقبل. الحاكم يقول له أنت سقط الشهادة مش. يقول لك عقوبة أدبية، عقوبة جسدية. A physical punishment. عقوبة أدبية في المجتمع. بيسموها العقوبة الأدبية بالإنجليزي. Moral punishment. That you're walking around the community and everybody knows. Everyone knows. Oh, he cannot bear witness. His testimony is invalid. Why? Because he sexually slandered somebody. Three, وعقوبة دينية, a religious punishment. وأولئك هم الفاسقون, يوصم بالفسق. فاسق. تقول له فاسق كده وانت ماشي. تقول عليه فاسق. مفروض. اه ده فاسق. شوف. This is for what? For what? To say that this person committed adultery without having four witnesses. Control your tongue. That's the society. That is the society. طبعا في مجموعة شروط. There are some conditions regarding the establishment of this punishment. Two of them regarding the person who slandered. يعني there are eight of them or nine of them, more or less. Two conditions must fit on the slanderer. Would that work, the slanderer? The one who slanders. انتو معانا يرويك ولي النظام. Are we, I see you look, ما شاء الله, like you're really concentrating. I feel like you're half asleep or something. Are we okay? Are we understanding this? Huh?
Try to.
So what is the punishment for sexual slander? Let me quiz you now. 80 flags. But listen, you must have imama or amir or مش عارف ايه. Not in America, okay? Not in America. All right. Two. Their testimony is invalid. Three. Fasiq. يوصل بالفسق. ثلاثة. Now we're talking about the condition in order for this to apply. It's not also like that. There must be condition. Ya ikhwa, this is the law of Islam. This is the replacement for that civil law that they have here. This is the Sharia they are talking about. That they are attacking and they don't know what they are attacking. And one day I'm telling you, they're going to apply it. And if they don't, Prophet Isa will come and force it on them. Sahih? Isn't one of the things that Prophet Isa will do when he returns what? Huh? What? يقضي بالشريعة. حكم الشريعة هذه. This will apply. We show as a result of this, because this will spread justice. You know that palm granite? The palm granite? Of course, it's now this much, but during the time of Sayyidina Isa, 12 people will be actually shaded under the skin of a palm granite. So can you imagine how big is the palm granite? 12 people will be shaded under the skin. This is the barakah. The barakah of what? Justice. Divine justice. This law doesn't apply justice. There are always leaks. Leaks here and there. We will look at Rajul, the man would carry his zakatul mal. Zakatul mal, he had a 2.5% which he has to pay. Please, can you take my zakatul mal? Alhamdulillah. Please, can you take my zakat al-mal, please? $1 million right here, please. No, alhamdulillah, I have. I don't qualify. طيب, back to business. So what we're supposed to present now? The conditions that must apply in the whole crime in order to establish that punishment. Two, regarding the one who slandered, he must be baligh, puberty. He must be seen. Al-bulugh wal-aql. Two. طيب, what if a child under the age of puberty sexually slander a person? He can do ta'zir again, but not necessarily flogging. But he can punish that child for doing this. But he cannot flog him 80 times. He can't. He must be also what? لِذْنِ الْمَجْنُونَ هَذَا لَا يُؤْخَذْ كَلَامٌ لَا يُحْمَى. The insane doesn't count. طيب. Conditions regarding the nature of the slander. But when you slander somebody, إما بالتصريح وإما بالتعريض. Whether you openly say he is an adulterer or you hint. التصريح لا نقاش. التصريح no argument that when the slanderer openly accuses another person of sexual action, of sexually illegal sexual action, that he is to be flogged. But the issue here is regarding التعريض, when you hint. ورد يا إخوة في موضوع التعريض مريم. يعني when the Jews accused Maryam of adultery, they did not say that you committed adultery. They said what? يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغي. بنسمي ده إيه؟ تعريض. You come from the line of Aaron. أبوك عمران was a righteous man. Your mother was chaste woman. That means you are what? شوف القرآن صور هذا. Look the Quran في النساء وبكفرهم وقولهم على مريم بهتانا عظيما. سمى هذا بهتانا عظيما. ولذلك ذهب مالك وأحمد, أحمد ومالك both imams, they see, وهذا هو الرأي الراجح, they see that even hinting would require the establishment of the had. أبي حنيفة والشافعي both they see that the person has to clearly state the accusation, not hint. Conditions regarding the person who is being slandered. He must be also baligh. He must be at the age of puberty. I mean, when you accuse somebody of adultery, when he is under the age of puberty, يعني normally this would not stand. You're getting it?
Yes.
All right. Shall I explain that or what? Wallahi, some of you are not getting it, I can tell. So you're accusing somebody of committing adultery and he did not reach the age of puberty. You're getting it? Some of you are not getting it yet. Okay, move on. He must also be what? عاقل. بالرغم من يعني when you accuse an insane person of adultery, you're really not harming him. You're harming who? أهله. يعني his family. But the whole thing is about the individual. يعني ولذلك قيل, it was also said, even if the person is insane, you could do ta'zir. By the way, in all of these cases, you could do ta'zir. You could apply what is the jurist they know by ta'zir, which is you punish the person with 10 flogs and so forth, but not the had. Muslim. He must be a Muslim. That is important. Also, you could do ta'zir if you accuse a non-Muslim of it. Like I mentioned before, he must be known to be chaste. The person is chaste person, not unchaste person. طيب محصن يعني ما هو chaste could mean married, could mean by repetition. You're chaste by marriage or repetition. الإحصان يكون بالزواج, رجل متزوج. أو سمعته ما عندوش الموضوع. لا, احنا نقصد هنا chaste in the area of this, that he is not known to be fooling around. يعني he's not known to be sleeping around with people, with women. ها؟ طيب. In closing, I think it's Shuruq is here, right? Alright. So we're just, huh? Two more minutes. We're finishing on time. Inshallah, in 3 minutes we should be able to finish. You'll be ready to go. Alright. You notice two things here. In Subhanallah, in that punishment, imagine somebody who sexually slanders somebody is known in the society. I guess the point that I'm trying to bring across is how severe this punishment is. The fact that he is to be marked, to be fasiq, and to be saqit al-adala, al-shahada, يعني, that he cannot, his testimony is invalid in the society. That shows you the severity of that crime. Now comes in the exception, which is you're looking for. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Except those who repent afterwards, وَأَصْلَحُوا, and they fix what they destroyed, Allah is the forgiving. Now, there is a debate or a difference of opinion amongst the jurists regarding الاستثناء. هل الاستثناء عام على الثلاثة؟ Is the exception includes the three? What are the three? What are the three? The physical punishment, which is the 80 flogs. The moral punishment, which is to be known invalid once it comes to his testimony. And the religious punishment, which is to be marked to be a fasiq. إِلَّا except. Those three, one or two or three. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Where إِلَّا this applies? Both, all the jurists, they agreed that he has to be flogged. Because the damage is already what? حتى يقول لك إيه عنده لا يسلم الشرف الرفيع من الأذى حتى يراق على جوانبه الدم. So somebody comes in, he committed adultery. Oh, I'm sorry. لا, هتجلد. طلعت من لسانك تجلد. الجمهور مالك وأحمد والشافعي listen to this that the first one has to be applied, the physical punishment has to be applied, but those two, the moral and the religious punishment, are lifted. Abi Hanifa said only fasiq is lifted, but the rest apply. Saqit al-shahada ويجلد. طبعا كمزن يا إخوة سبحان الله, a very fascinating story here that I look forward to sharing it with you with the rest of the verses in this page. اللي هو what if you see somebody, يعني we don't want to talk about ourselves, نسأل الله أن يحفظ أعراضنا. What if somebody sees his wife,
his wife, ya Allah, that's stuff.
وذاك سعد بن عبادة يقول لك, you want me to see somebody with my wife and you want me to leave him and go call three more guys to come and يعني موضوع موضوع صعب على اللبس. يعني also to show you in the تشريع, the شريعة comes in to match the human الفطرة, الفطرة الإنسانية. موضوع ولذلك حد الملعنة. The next verse talks about something called الملعنة, special case once it comes to your wife and husband case, that's exception, this does not apply. وحدثت قصة يا إخوة عجيبة, يعني سبحان الله. I will share it with you. I guess I'm trying to make sure that you're going to be here next Saturday. إن شاء الله you will be here. إن شاء الله I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere. إن شاء الله. So we'll see you next Saturday, inshallah. We're going to talk about حد الملاعنة and the story of Hilal ibn Umayya al-Waqidi with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his wife. Actually happened in the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the blood. Hilal, I'm truthful, I saw her, ya Rasulullah. And subhanAllah, Jibreel comes right before the flood. Jibreel comes down with these verses. وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ بِحَدٍ أَرْبَعَ شَهَدٍ. You go to the break. Wallahi, I saw her committing adultery. 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 Then four. Then Al-Hakim, the Amir,